Hello everyone and welcome to Cricket Unfiltered, the News Corp Cricket Podcast. I'm your host Andrew Mentzel and as discussed, I'm at the Gabba for this report and I have the great Robert Craddock from the Courier Mail in Brisbane. And Crash, what a performance by the Aussie bowlers today to dismiss England for 195. Gutsy stuff.
It was, Andrew, it really was. I mean, the funny thing about arm wrestles is the longer they go, when the strain breaks, it can be vicious, bang, gone. Like, and that's what's happened today. England basically just caved in, firstly with bat and less so with ball. You know, Cameron Bancroft and David Warner were very good. But it's fascinating, isn't it? A really revealing test, I think. Strangely enough, the margin could be 10 wickets tomorrow, yet I don't believe the gap between the two teams is that great, and Ben Stokes must be kicking himself, because honestly, if he'd have been here and even made a grubby half century, it might have made all the difference.
Wouldn't it? So I want to update the listeners on the score. England were all out for 195. Australia need 170 to win, and they only need 56 more runs on the fifth morning. So if you're in Brisbane, it's a gold coin donation, so come along to the Gabba and see Australia hit the winning runs. There was a few big moments today. Now, I think Hazelwood's dismissal of Joe Root for 51 was crucial and a great delivery. I mean, great bowlers get the best batsmen out, and Hazelwood really with a top little off-cutter there.
Yeah, it came as a shock. Root had just posted his 50 and was having no trouble at all with anybody. And I just thought, while he's there, there's a chance. And then, bang, missed it, LBW. And he's had a good test as captain with a lot of funky field placings and things work for them in the first innings. But, Andrew, I must say this. To beat Australia in Australia, you very rarely sandpaper them into oblivion with defensive fields. Normally, it's full frontal aggression. The teams that have beaten us here have been very aggressive, you know. I just think England's funky field placements, while they worked to an extent in this test, Australia, they lack the element of surprise in Adelaide, and I think, you know, Australia will be waiting for them.
I just think, though, with England, they sense a brittleness in the Australian team, and I think they're thinking that if they can really push Australia into the fourth and fifth day, and today it was on a knife edge.
Oh, yeah.
Root got 51,
yep.
And Moeen Ali got 40, Bairstow 42. They all got starts. One of them goes on and gets 100. Totally different game.
Oh, it is. And as I said, the margin may well be 10 wickets, but it was much, much closer than that. What we gained out of the match from England, Broad and Anderson in Adelaide on dusk. I promise you, there will be a time in that test where one of them takes 3 for 12 in fading light or just the twilight zone. You can tell it. You can tell it. It'll be a 3.5 day test. I'll make the prediction right now, Andrew. And a really good test. And I seriously believe England's only major chance in the last four tests. It's Adelaide, Adelaide, Adelaide. They've got to win there.
Now, there was one big moment today that's divided fans. Moeen Ali was given out stumped on a referral that really looked line ball.
Yeah.
Do you think the umpires maybe could have let that one go through to the keeper and given it not out, considering it was so close to make a decision either way?
Yeah, I thought there was a black mark which looked like his stud that actually might have been just over the line.
See, if we're saying that, how can you give that out?
Yeah. Well, if you have more replays, then I saw more replays of that incident than I saw of Cathy Freeman winning the gold medal in Sydney. I mean, and if it gets to that case where 6 or 7 replays, you really are unsure, aren't you? So it probably, I'd have happy to see it go to be made not out. The argument I don't swallow, Andrew, is, the line was painted and the line was wider. Doesn't matter. If I've got a line where I can't cross somewhere at a pedestrian crossing, doesn't matter whether the line's 1 millimetre or 1 metre. If you're told you can't, you've got to be on one side of the line, you've got to be on one side of the line. So I don't grab that out.
Throw that out, but,
yeah, but he was unlucky. Possible. He was unlucky.
So yeah. Immense performance by Lyon. Michael Clarke said Nathan Lyon might take the most wickets in this series. Just incredibly gutsy performance when because if he doesn't perform, then that puts so much more pressure on the fast bowler. So
yeah.
Today was one of the best performances by this bowling group I've seen in a long time.
Yes, you could mount an argument for saying that Nathan Lyon is the second most important player of the team after the captain, because he's irreplaceable. You know, we can replace most other parts, but there's N Lyon and there's Daylight. His secret to his bowling is simply this. Like Shane Warne, he comes up and over the ball and makes it skid on and bounce. And he's... I'd just come out of a press conference with Moeen Ali and you could tell that he's down. I mean, there's nothing more distressing for a player than seeing their direct rival getting massive plaudits, which Lyon is and Moeen isn't. So pressure on England everywhere.
So Australia would set 170 to win. I was actually a bit nervous, but those feelings were unfounded. Australia streaked to none for 114 at stumps, and a great debut century partnership from Bancroft and Warner. I like the left right-handed nature partnership, and I thought Bancroft looked very assured in his test debut today.
Yes, and it's lovely to hear comments by Mitchell Starc that when Bancroft got hit flush in the head, you know, at short leg, he wasn't rattled at all. He was just disappointed he didn't catch it. So he's made a very stern stuff. He looks an old-fashioned opener to me, knows where his off stump is, looks pretty nervous. He's quite tall, I've got to say, probably 6 foot for an opener. But a very worthy selection. Even in the first innings, when he only made a few, he actually still looked pretty darn good. So hopefully that one will gel and he'll be a long-term selection, because they go quickly. Mattinson, bang, gone. Renshaw, bang, gone. Wade, gone. You know, these guys come and go.
It's very strange. Well, Bancroft did really well. I thought he rotated the strike maybe a little bit better than Renshaw. So that's an improvement. But here we are. Night before the fifth day, Australia poised to take a 1-0 lead. Is it looking good for Australia from here?
Oh, yeah, it really is. Young teams need confidence. And suddenly, England are reminded by the fact that Broad and Anderson are advancing in years. Big workloads. Wokes, is he up to it? Moeen Ali, slightly injured spinning finger. And they've got no one else. That Mason Crane's not up to it. So for all that, Andrew, you're going to expect me to say that Australia will now roll through the summer. They've won 6 tests in a row in Australia against England. But I'm not going to say that, because I do believe that England will play very, very well under lights in Adelaide. They will have a chance.
And I don't think Root's going to let them give up. I don't think he's going to let this tour drift. No. They'll fight to the end, I think, with Root in charge.
They need a lottery test. And Adelaide could be 3.5 days. England need that. Australia don't. Put us on a flat wicket, we'll beat most teams. Find a way. But I can't wait for Adelaide. I think it'll be a very compelling contest. And Jimmy Anderson
and a party
terrific.
For the fans.
Yeah,
right.
Party for the fans. Party for us. Wonderful, mate.
All right, Robert, thank you so much for your time today. Listeners, thanks so much for listening to Cricket Unfiltered. What a day for Australia, poised to take a 1-0 lead in the Ashes. We'll be back at the end of this test for another podcast. Thanks again.